Welcome to Settle in the Ring, part of the Everything Unscripted podcast network. I'm your host tonight, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with esteemed panel of judges with me. My two judges with me tonight are going to be Doug and Eric. How you guys doing?
Yo.
What up?
So basically, this is like American Idol, right?
Yeah.
Which one of us is
Paul? I guess so.
Let's go, Eric.
Oh, my God.
But we have three esteemed contestants tonight. I'm excited to hear all three of these guys' points. We got returning champion Boxman here.
What is going on, guys?
Too much, not too much. We have a good friend of the show, Clinton, on today.
How's everybody?
Very good. And a good friend of mine and Doug's, Mark McGee's here today.
Evening.
Good evening, sir. Before we get into everything, because we have an Elimination Chamber theme settled in the ring tonight, and because we kind of missed the boat last week, so we're doing it this week.
Well, we missed the boat last week because I came up with the question.
Yeah. But before we get into that, I'll hand it to Doug with a couple plugs, and then we'll get started.
Okay. Make sure you listen to Boxman and his buddy Smark Wednesday and Friday night. Mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes for the Dirt Sheet Dudes. About, 10:15, 10:20 Eastern time box?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, right after AEW on Wednesdays and SmackDown on Fridays.
Yep.
They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Listen to us. Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This Friday night, it will be Fantasy Warfare. And then in 2 weeks, TNA Roster Tier List. And then in 3 weeks, WrestleMania 10. 4 weeks, retrospective on the very last WCW Monday Nitro.
Quite the schedule.
Yeah, and I'm not even getting into April yet because more than likely that's going to change. And I also forgot what I already had planned. All right. Listen, of course, to Settle It in the Ring. Probably, every other week or every week or whenever we can get people together?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. So, and that'll be usually be on Saturday nights.
Yeah, around 5, 6 p.m.
Right. First blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. And then tomorrow night, you're debuting a new horror podcast with our sister.
Yes. Still working on a name. We'll hit with that tomorrow, but that will be dropping tomorrow night.
Okay. 5?
6.
All right. 6 p.m. is always a magical time for us.
Yeah.
All right. And that pretty much does it.
All right. All right, gentlemen. So, Clinton and Box have both been on, so they're pretty familiar with the rules. Mark, this is your first time here, so I'll go over it real quick. There's not too much, but this is kind of a debate-type show. So we have 4 rounds. We've already sent you guys the questions. We already got you guys' answers. But we're going to go around. Everyone's going to give their little pitch, and then I'm going to ring the metaphorical bell, and we're going to get to some discussion. A little argument, a little debate. And then at the end of that, at the end of each round, me, Doug, and Eric will get together, decide the winner of that round, and we'll all award 1 point. We each have 1 point to give. Me, Doug, and Eric.
Well, we can't get together with the same. You and I can.
Yeah. But kind of we'll talk amongst each other. And that's how we're going to decide who gets the point for each one. We all have a point to give. We're going to calculate all the points at the end, and whoever wins, wins. And if there's a tie, we'll do a sudden death.
Okay. Now, if it gets to the point to where there could possibly be a sudden death, Eric has to judge first. Right?
Hey. Because
he's going to try to make sure we go to sudden death. So, if we're trying to end the show just in case he has to pee, we're screwed if Eric goes last. And we could have the possibility of a tie.
Yeah.
See, Clinton knows. Clinton got screwed.
Here's the thing here. We're going to start round one here. Our first question is, this pay-per-view to feature an Elimination Chamber?
You switched the questions around.
No, I mean, it doesn't
matter. You switched
the
order.
It doesn't matter. Okay. So that's the first question. We're going to start it off with Clinton, and we're going to hit the table. Clinton, what do you got?
This is really confusing because I said New Year's Revolution 2005.
Yes.
And that featured that Elimination Chamber was refereed by Shawn Michaels. That feature was for the vacated World Heavyweight Championship at the time. Because he puts a question on me again. So I'm thinking I'm going to go. Okay. That was won by Triple H. She defeated Batista, Benoit, Jericho, Edge, and Randy Orton. Half of Evolution was mainly storyline was based on once Triple H lost his had to forfeit the World Heavyweight Championship. He was forced to go into the Elimination Chamber to win it back. Also, Randy Orton already left Evolution. Batista was there to make sure that Triple H won it. And Shawn Michaels was basically there as like the outlaw, making sure everything went smooth.
Okay. All right. Box, what do you got? Best pay-per-view to feature Elimination Chamber.
Best pay-per-view. Looks like I screwed up some of my my answers on this one here. My answer says December to December, but that is not it. That was wrong. I'm going to go with actually the Elimination Chamber at No Way Out 2008. That is that was a all guys on Raw. It was Jeff Hardy, Chris Jericho, JBL, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H and Umaga. That's
well,
the one I'm going to go with.
The fact that you screwed up your answers means you are on the right show because we screw up our answers all the time. So.
I was doing it on my phone. I couldn't get in here yet. It was just a mess yesterday, I guess. But anyway, that one, I'll go with that one right there.
All right. That's your opening pitch?
Sure. We got to get back into it again.
Absolutely. All right, Mark, what do you got?
For my best one, I went with Survivor Series 2002, the one that kicked it all off. Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Chris Jericho. I mean, it really just laid the foundation of what was going to be Elimination Chamber matches.
All right. Ding, ding, boys. Clinton, why is yours better than the other two?
I want to say mine's is better because it was more built on mine is better because the World Heavyweight Championship was basically vacant at the time. And when you look at it like that, Shawn Michaels was the referee. Yes, it featured a special guest referee in the Shawn Michaels. Someone you know is probably going to call it had problem with everybody throughout the match. Triple H and Batista, Evolution, Randy Orton was already kicked out, so it also featured an interview between Evolution and Randy Orton. Ric Flair was there. Carlito and Chris Masters, friends, also was looking for singles, their first singles gold. Benoit,
Clint, that wasn't 05.
Nope. I'm trying to get mixed up with people in the ring here. I'm messed up. No one, not in the middle. Oh God, let me go back to my notes.
You still have notes? Holy shit!
No,
that would help.
No, I was. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Benoit. It was Benoit. That was in 05.
That was
Benoit
Carlito,
Jericho.
Though, right?
Yeah, Jericho, Benoit, Batista, Orton.
Yeah, that's it. Benoit and Jericho.
Yeah, but you also mentioned Carlito and Chris Masters.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm trying to help him. I would do the same thing for Box and Mark.
Okay, now, well, Edge. Okay, Edge and Randy Orton. That's just yeah, and Edge is basically one, what I think another top premier in the Elimination Chamber itself. Triple H is already the king in the Elimination Chamber. Edge, just to me, in this case, was going to be a solid number two. So, yeah. That's why.
All right. Box?
All right. Once again, I picked the Raw Elimination Chamber match at No Way Out 2008. There was a SmackDown one, but this is the better of the two. Again, Jeff Hardy, Chris Jericho, JBL, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Umaga. I remember this match started out with Jericho and Michaels, who put on an incredible match right there, and then Umaga came in and wrecked the shit out of everybody, and then JBL came in and did the same thing. Really, really good match with Triple H coming out the winner, which, I mean, Triple H, I'm sorry, actually Triple H did not win. No, Triple H did.
Oh,
win
you got
match.
It right, Box.
He did. Triple H did win that match. I think he pinned Hardy, right? Jeff Hardy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just like I said, you know, a lot of guys, the talent in this match, you know, Jeff Hardy always does something crazy. Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, JBL. Well, we don't have to talk about that. But this was also back when Umaga was just a fucking a killer. And we got to see a lot of his fucking damage in this ring. So there you go. I'll go with that.
All right, Mark, your rebuttal.
Mine was the best because it kicked off everything. Theirs wouldn't exist without the first one that occurred, which featured Rob Van Dam, Booker T, Kane, Chris Jericho, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels, all names that are easily recognizable today to most fans. You know, you say Umaga, if you were watching during that time, you know it, and if you weren't, you don't. As where Triple H, still in the business. You still have Shawn Michaels showing up. So these are just names that have continued to exist within the company.
Okay. All right, very good. Dave, that was a good first round. Doug and Eric, you listened to everything, you got it?
Yeah.
Got it in your head?
All right.
I thought everyone had a pretty good argument. To me, it became kind of Mark and Box. 2005 was a really good Elimination Chamber. I think we kind of got a little confused on a couple facts, but that's fine. It's first round. It's hard to get past the part of stopping everything and being the first and the original because that's what set it all up to. For success. So I'm going to have to give the point to Mark on this one.
I'm going to agree, and I'm also going to give the point to Mark because he, you know, he's right. Without the original, obviously the concept doesn't exist. And I think, you know, he also does have a point. You know, not everybody's going to remember who Umaga is. And, you know, that, I mean, if you watched around that time, then obviously you do. I mean, obviously because, you know, you, myself, you know, Boxman, Eric, and Clinton all basically do shows that review even stuff from back then. Obviously, we know who he is. And Mark does too because Mark, you know, watched it back then. As a matter of fact, I actually watched No Way Out 08 at his house. But no, I mean I agree. It's got my point's going to
the mark.
Will you give me your point, though?
Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, and also, it happened in MSG, too. Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, the world's most famous arena.
End of round one, it's 3-0-0. Mark's in the lead, so we're going to start with Mark on this one. Mark, who is the greatest Elimination Chamber performer of all time?
I went with Shawn Michaels. He was the winner of the original one. He was in the first two, plus a couple others. As my opponent said, he even reffed one. It was a great story for him to be coming back after his back injury and believing that he was going to be out forever. Had a great little run against Triple H, and then getting to beat Triple H for the title in the Cell, that started it all. And it's a heartbreak kid. He sells a match.
Okay. All right, Box?
I went ahead and picked Randy Orton on this one. He's had a lot of these chambers, usually does very well, one or two of them. I went with Randy Orton on this one. So there you go.
All righty. Quintus?
I went with Triple H. The reason being, because Triple H holds the record of most Elimination Chamber wins in all history with four. Randy Orton, everybody else is second with three. Triple H also won two, defending the title, won two championships in the Elimination Chamber, even though he lost his first. Won the right to go to WrestleMania to face John Cena and another. So, yeah.
Okay. Ding, ding. Mark, why is yours better than the other two?
Well, Triple H might have been in the most, but it's also given him the L a few times, including, again, Shawn Michaels in the first one. And the first one is always the most memorable.
Okay. All right, Box, you want to get in yours a little more?
Yeah, I can do that. Again, went with Randy Orton. He's been in a lot of these things, and you know, one of like you just said, three of them. But he's been in seven. Actually, last Sunday made his eighth Elimination Chamber match that he's been in. He might have got eliminated pretty quick. But what? Thought someone was saying something. So yeah, he's been in eight of these chambers. Always does well, and I mean that pretty much explains it right there. I mean, how can you take a guy that's been in now eight of these matches? And always seems to fare well through them. And that's pretty much it.
All right.
And he does have six eliminations. I don't think he eliminated anyone. He does have six eliminations, though, throughout all those matches. So, sorry, go ahead.
Impressive. Clint, if you want to get into why yours is the best?
I want to say this is the reason why mine is the best, because a point in an Elimination Chamber, no matter where you empty it, is to win the match. Shawn Michaels and Randy Orton, Triple H holds four records. Yes, he lost the first one to the very first Elimination Chamber, but that was all set up for him to lose the first one at the Elimination Chamber. It was all set up that way. He came back, he won SummerSlam, came back, he won the Elimination Chamber back in 05. He also won the last one he won. He went to WrestleMania with. He made six appearances. Boom! Is like third all time with seven eliminations. Randy Orton, yes, he does well in them, but he only won one Elimination Chamber match. That was what, back in 14 when he defended the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at the time. Shawn Michaels, yes, he won the very first Elimination Chamber match, but after that he just put on great shows but never won it all. The point of the match is to win the match. Triple H holds the record, is the man inside the Elimination Chamber.
Okay. Damn, very good second round. This one's a little harder, I think.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it is.
I made a decision already.
Well, let's go to Eric first. Eric, you got... Who in your head won that round?
As much as I want to go with my boy HBK, I'm going to go with kind of here. The boy that has the most wins. And he said he has the most records, so yeah. I'll go with the boy. And the team upsets him. He's the assassin.
Huh? What do you say?
The chamber fits him.
Yeah.
I'm going to piggyback off Erickson. I'm also going to award the point to Clintus. I mean, it really saved it at the end, and he made a great point about the goal is to win the match. And no one's won more than Triple H. And they kind of do book him as, like, the defender of the universe, and that's, like, his match.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to give the word. Dougie?
Okay. I really feel like we're trending in a direction. Like, everybody gave their point to Mark in round one. Everybody obviously is going to give their point to Clintus in round two. Because I actually agree. Triple H. Okay. And he's only lost. He's been in what? Seven or eight of them.
Six of them and lost two. Yeah, he was in six and lost two.
Okay, so he's got a 4-2 record, which is actually pretty good. So I'm gonna give it to him, the clinic. So that means Bob has to win round three.
I'll do my best.
However, round two, Box is our defending champion. Right now we have 3-3-0 going into round three. And you know what? We've done a lot of praising. We've talked about a lot of the good stuff. You know that's not really our favorite thing to do.
No.
We like to shit on stuff. So let's get into the worst Elimination Chamber match. And we're going to start off with Box.
Okay.
All right. Again, I had switched my answers, so I don't know if this is still a good answer or not, but I had went with December to Dismember. It was not only a horrible pay-per-view, but this Elimination Chamber was pretty much an abomination. Big Show, RVD, CM Punk, Bob Holly, Test, and Bobby Lashley. So there you go. That was mine right there, December to Dismember.
All right.
All right. So that was my original answer. But if I'm going to have to go to pick another one, I want to go with the Elimination Chamber 2013. On the feature, Jack Swagger, Chris Jericho, Daniel Bryan, Kane, Mark Henry, and Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that Daniel Bryan was supposed to play.
My boy Swagger won that one, right?
Yeah, and then I think like if they were gonna put push him to the moon. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mark.
I actually went with Elimination Chamber 2010. It was the start of it just being its own pay per view, which has just made it a gimmick and has taken away all the magic that the match ever had.
All right. Mark, which one are you going with on that? Because there was two of them on that pay-per-view.
Both, sir.
Oh.
Fuck it, yes. We'll allow it.
I'm attacking the whole pay-per-view.
Okay.
I mean, why not? Yeah, I mean, 2010, the product... 2010, I think the product really started to go downhill. I mean, it was hanging for a couple of years, but somebody finally pushed it over the edge in 2010. So.
Okay.
Yeah, almost like they really wanted to hold on to that PG rating.
Yeah. Alrighty. Ding, ding, Box. Why is yours the shittiest match here?
like I was saying, the first, I mean, just not only the, I mean, this has been touted as one of the worst pay-per-views WWE has ever done before, this December to Dismember. It was pretty shitty. But this Elimination Chamber, just on the heels of the pay-per-view being horrible already, like I said, you had Big Show, RVD, which, RVD is good. But I mean, CM Punk, Bob Holly, Test, and Bobby Lashley. It was just, the match was a mess. There were weapons in this one. It was kind of Lethal Lockdown-ish and was just one of the cheesiest, absolutely cheesiest matches, especially this Elimination Chamber. But like I said, the pay-per-view was awful. They did some sort of – Sabu was supposed to be in this, and I think, and next thing you know, he was laying there in a fucking neck brace. So got a little bait and switch there. Just – awful match, awful pay-per-view, and this is never one I'd go back and watch even to torture myself. So December to Dismember, there you go.
All right. Clint, if you want to retort?
I am going to say yes, that was probably out there, but the World Heavyweight Championship, the number one contender for the Elimination Chamber 2013 had to be the worst because, in my eyes, the wrong person went over in that one. You have one of the top tier talents in Daniel Bryan at the time, Chris Jericho, Randy Orton, Kane, and Mark Henry, and yet you're going to allow Jack Swagger, of all people, which is good. He wins the match, but what did it do afterwards? It was like a downhill swirl. He lost at WrestleMania. He goes on to have his feud with Alberto Dorito, just went for the World Heavyweight Championship that went absolutely nowhere and wound up never winning it. Afterwards, this big return back to the company. You win the Elimination Chamber, write their headline WrestleMania, and you do nothing with it.
Okay.
That's
Mark. Mark?
Oh, hey. All right, so I picked 2010 because it was the start that it became its own pay-per-view instead of a novel match, which... Even up to that point, having run one a year already, it was already starting to lose its magic. Now you could just count on it being on the calendar with their PG rating. There was no excitement. There was no – they're not looking to cut each other open anymore. What wild, crazy thing. The craziest thing they had was Shawn Michaels sneaking into the cage to take out The Undertaker – so they could set up the Shawn Michaels Undertaker match. But that was the coolest thing. As for keeping in mind that this was 10 years ago, they had Ted DiBiase and Kofi Kingston and Sheamus in the Raw one, and that was won by John Cena. What a surprise. John Cena always won his matches for the most part. And then in the SmackDown one, they had Chris Jericho, who had been in several of these already, along with R-Truth, CM Punk, and John Morrison. At the time, no one knew Punk was going to be what Punk was going to be, or that Truth would be comedy gold. They weren't known, and... this was what they gave us as the first time the Elimination Chamber was going to be a pay-per-view. Underwhelming.
Alrighty. Ding, ding. That's the end of round three. Doug, I'm going to start with you.
All right. They all made really good points as to why theirs sucked. Okay? Or why they picked them as, like, the worst chamber matches. I have to go with Boxman on this one because the 2006 to December to Dismember, like, awful. And you would think that an Elimination Chamber match would save the pay-per-view. It didn't, by the way. and you had they had weapons in there. You fucking you give Test a crowbar. And like it just first of all, I was never really a fan of Test anyway. So the fact that he was even in the title picture just really didn't make sense to me, but especially in like 06, because in 06 you could really tell he was on the gas. But yeah, no, I'm giving my point to Box on this one.
And here's the thing, I canceled the mark out kind of at first because I thought 2010 it actually brought some good shit to it. I liked the stuff with HBK, and I thought Jericho was good, and leading up to the Edge stuff at WrestleMania that year.
Yeah.
So between Clinton and Boxman, both were awful. I mean, the December Dismember pay-per-view, though, I mean, it is properly shit on for a good reason.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing it to keep them in, but I got to give my point to Boxman as well.
Well, I'm not mad because it's like you can't argue December to December or anything else. It was the worst pay-per-view of all time.
I mean, I should have had to put Clintus away from him. I mean, well, because Clintus would have had the point.
I'm sorry, Clintus.
All right. Eric, what's going on here? What do you think?
It's going to be a clean sweep again. I mean, it's one of the first pay-per-views I watched when I started watching wrestling again. So, yeah, it was awful.
God, we all agreed on something three times
in a row?
Jesus.
I would just like to make a point that Doug was, in fact, a testicle.
Wow, I can't believe we all agreed.
This is something
remarkable.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go against that.
It's a historic night.
It never happens.
Yeah,
but you can't really go against the Elimination Chamber. You know how hard that is to go against it? It's
yeah.
Either perpetual.
I mean, you just tried.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
The fact that me and Doug agreed three times in a row is remarkable.
Look, I managed to forget about December to Dismember, so let's get back to that life.
All right. Going into round four, it's very interesting here. This is literally anybody's game. Everyone has 3 points on the board. This will be the final round unless me, Doug, and Eric all go different ways. We'll see what happens. This has been a doozy so far.
Eric has to give his point first. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Can you?
But we're going to start off the round here to end us, unless it goes into sudden death. Who? What? I'm fucking blanking out. I'm getting tense.
All right. What? The greatest spot performed in an Elimination Chamber match.
The greatest Elimination Chamber moment of all time.
That's who, yeah.
We are going to start it out with Mark here. Mark, go ahead.
I went with Goldberg putting his foot through the plexiglass to get to Triple H at Survivor Series 2003.
You mean SummerSlam?
Yeah, sorry. Too many SS.
At least I didn't have to correct her because I was gonna like nah.
Check your notes. I wrote it right. I just misspoke. I'm listening to my child cry out the door here.
Understood. All right, Box. What do you got? What's the best moment?
I picked John Morrison going off the. When he flew off the top of the cage, the chamber, not just off the top. We've seen people jump off the pods and stuff, but he climbed all of the way up almost to where those beams meet and just flipped on top of Sheamus. So that was the one I picked right there. That was Elimination Chamber 2011, by the way.
Okay. Clinic.
I have when Kane put Jericho through the pussy cut glass on the first Elimination Chamber. He bashed him off the steel chains and wound up going right through one of the pot, the glass is shattering it.
Okay. All right. Mark, why is your moment better than the other two?
I went with this moment because now we've established what the cell can do. And now we've got to introduce Goldberg, fresher from WCW, unlike now, and getting to see him versus Triple H, which was something people wanted to see, and just seeing Ric Flair doing his best to keep the pod closed to protect Triple H, everything he can, and just watching Goldberg just stand there and punt his foot through that pod. What a moment.
Okay. All right, Box.
Oh, me. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I already gave mine. Are we starting now? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, we're arguing now.
I didn't hear a ding ding.
Yeah, I forgot to dig dig. I just went right through it.
Jeez. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, John Morrison at Elimination Chamber 2011. Like I said, we have seen some people jump off the pods. We've seen people do some crazy stuff like being put through the plexiglass. But John Morrison climbed and climbed and climbed. We've seen him do some crazy shit. But this, like I said, he was almost to the peak where those beams met the tippy top of that fucking chamber. And spun his body around, landed right on top of Sheamus. No, we didn't win that match, but it was, to me, one of the greatest moves I've ever seen. Just anyone do. John Morrison's obviously talented anyway, can do some crazy shit anyway. But this was a hell of a thing to see in the Elimination Chamber. There you go.
All right, Clintus, finish us off here.
All right, I'm going to say when Kane putting Jericho through the plexiglass is when the first Elimination Chamber will be better, because the Elimination Chamber and the glass and everything else was made to be, was talked and built up to be unbreakable. Like, it's bulletproof. Like, nobody should be able to, like, shatter it, put through. So the last thing you'll expect to see is someone being able to be put through it. Let alone if it's unbreakable, nobody can get in, nobody can get out, unless someone releases the door and open it. Be able to be put through and watching Kane throw Jericho in there and shatter it, it's like, wow, this is a new way up to Hell in a Cell. Knowing that it's already padlocked and people have to rip or get bolt cutters down to open the door. There, you can just sit there and slant, put someone right to glass and go on about your business. That's why.
All right. Does anyone have anything else before we finish up the round?
No.
That was fun.
All right. Ding, ding. That is our final round so far. We'll see what happens, but Eric, it's on you, my friend. So, who are you picking? Who has
the
best
heart? Great point. This is a very hard one. I'm going to go with Clinton. I think he made the best point, because he is right. The glass is not made to be broken and stuff.
All right, Eric's giving his point to Clintus. This is already going to get interesting because I am giving my point to Boxman. I'm a huge John Morrison guy. Everyone knows that. But
yeah.
Also, that was, as far as a genuine moment, it was really a toss-up between him and Mark for me, because as soon as he brought it up, I thought back to Ric Flair flipping out over the triangle. yeah. Triple H in. So that was a genuine moment. But there was something about seeing him go spider monkey and fly off that cage that, yeah, I gotta give the point to Box here. So it is up to you. You can either tie.
I'm with between Clinton and Box.
Yeah.
Doug, sorry, Box.
This up or give us a clear winner.
Okay. So I thought about it, right? And
ironic. Doug is the last one.
Yeah, and I'm not doing this because I want there to be a tiebreaker. I'm doing this because I like his point. I'm giving my point to Mark.
Of course. And you criticize me for the sudden death. And you're the one who's
dead. You even admitted that you were going to give me the point, but then you're like, wait, actually, I don't know if I want to give him my point. I want a bonus round. I just said I don't want a bonus round, but the guy made a good point.
You want a bonus
round. No, I'm just giving you shit, Doug, because you gave me shit before, so.
I've been giving you shit for the last 7 years, ever since the day I met you.
You've been giving me shit for 20.
Yeah, I know.
This is interesting. So this puts into our sudden death. This
do you even
the
have
first
a
one.
I do have a question. This is going to be asking a lot of our boys here, but this is one I was hoping we could get to. It's exciting. Box, I'm going to start with you. This is a big one for our final question. With the talent you have in WWE today. You can mix rosters. You can do whatever you want. Book the perfect Elimination Chamber match with six guys right now and tell me who would win.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be a huge booking pitch. You don't have to get too big in the story. It's just going to be six guys, a little bit of a story, and a winner.
It has to be six guys. I mean, the girls do the chamber match now.
Ooh. It can be female if you want it to be.
This is a tough one. Oh, shit.
Fuck, I gotta think.
All right. Let's go with... I'd put AJ Styles. Riddle. Big E. I'm trying to find out. Man. Fuck it. And Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. And... Cesaro, I guess.
Cesaro? Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of names. I'm just coming up with the names that pop in my head.
Keith Lee.
Oh, I think I already got six, so I'm good. Not sure. Eric's booking his team over there.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Hush.
There's my
I call
right
flag
there.
On a play, yo. That's a flag right there on a play. Personal foul.
But I didn't pick any of those guys, so it's okay. But you guys now have some there. But I mean, you know, it would be great because you'd have a few guys there. You got the small guys who will do the, you know, flippy moves onto and in the cage and the chamber, and then you know, you got a couple of killers in there who are just gonna not, you know, just throw you into it and beat the shit out of you that way. So you'll have a few flippy guys in there and a couple of fucking monsters in there. Yeah, that'll work.
Who's winning?
Who's winning?
Yeah.
Big E. Big E's winning.
Okay. Very good.
Box. I can kind of hear it in his voice. Be like, wait a minute, I got to pick a winner.
Big E pins AJ Styles last with in a roll up, of course. Studying WWE, so it's a roll up.
Okay. Yeah, I can get down with that. Clintus, book your elimination chamber.
All right. Mine's is going to be Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns. I'm putting Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. I'm also going to put Kevin Owens. Shut up.
wait. The bell didn't ring yet.
So, I'm throwing Kobe Kingston and also Sheamus. I'm gonna put that. That's my book, which I am going to have Drew McIntyre go over or Roman Reigns as a final pinfall.
I like that.
Drew McIntyre over Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what he said.
All right. Mark, your Elimination Chamber match, sir.
Mark, do you even watch the current product?
Right. I'm going with ladies here.
Okay.
I'm doing Asuka, Charlotte Flair, Bayley, Becca Belair, Nia Jax, and a surprise return of Becky Lynch. That's the big story, the surprise return of Becky Lynch, wanting her title back, because she didn't actually lose it, she just gave it up because she got pregnant. She doesn't win, though. Asuka retains.
Okay. Very good.
So he said Asuka wins, right?
Asuka wins, yeah. All right. Ding, ding. Clinton, why do we want to see your match over the other two?
Okay. My match features top contenders. For well, brought out storyline. You had the rivalry between Sheamus and McIntyre, Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. You also have the high fly and unpredictability of Kobe Kingston. What is that? Oh, that's someone's kid. Kobe Kingston. And now I'm totally lost track of the kid starting. Don't me.
You're one to talk. Your nephew makes a cameo every episode.
Hey, my nephew hasn't said anything today, so there.
I got my daughter out there crying. Is that what y'all hear?
I thought it was either your daughter or I thought it was Mark's son.
No, it's my daughter crying.
That's what I thought.
Not happy, so whatever. She'll be all right.
She's not happy because we went into sudden death?
I don't know.
I guess so.
18 months old, I'm sure she's not worried about it, to be honest with you. But anyway.
Yeah. And then also you have the surprise in the Fiend Bray Wyatt. I mean, great all-top contenders. You can make this into a championship, a vacant championship. I'm working contenders, but these are all stars, top people leading the company right now in this Elimination Chamber, bound to be number one throughout all. That's why.
Okay. Box, what do we want to see yours over the other two?
Like I said, I pick most of the guys that I'm pushing for to get to keep going, you know, forward in the company. You know, AJ Styles, he's obviously doing great, but Riddle, I hope they stick with him. Big E is a guy that I've put over so many times. I just think that guy checks every box of perfection for a guy. So that's why I would put him over, obviously, because I think he should have a shot. And I think, matter of fact, I think he should be the champ anyway. So, like I said, you got a few guys in there that can do the, you know, the flippy stuff, and you know, you got Riddle in there, and Riddle and Cesaro would put on a hell of a show. I'd have them start it out, and then I would keep it just kind of streamlined and end up, like I said, having Big E go over and pinning Roman Reigns. So I don't know. There you go. But I would like to see all those guys in a chamber, and that's how I would run it.
And somebody get Bruce Pritchard on the phone.
Don't take notes. All right, Mark.
I mean, I would say get Vince on the phone, but Vince might actually think that one of us is Michael Hayes or something because he's so damn senile.
I got some wild turkey in the front. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, okay.
All right, Mark, why do we want to see the ladies match over the other two?
We want the ladies match because we've seen so many guy elimination chambers. The ladies haven't had their due. They've really been coming up talent wise. You get the name recognition with Flair, with Charlotte. You have the current champion with Asuka. You get the up and coming with Becca Belair. You get the powerhouse with Nia, and you get the surprise factor with Becky coming back. So it covers all the bases. And, of course, with it being a surprise comeback, everyone would expect that Becky Lynch would get the belt back, but she doesn't, which then sets up your WrestleMania because, of course, she'll say Asuka didn't actually defeat her. She just won the contract. And got lucky that she got pregnant. So now we got to rectify that, and at WrestleMania is when we're going to do it.
Okay. All right, ding, ding. That is the end of the sudden death.
Is it? Are we going?
I can't hear. I mean, that was all awesome.
Yeah.
All great pitches. All
That's
good.
Why I have a bad feeling.
Eric, I'm going to let you pick first here. Who are you going to pick? Sudden death.
This is between Box and Gwyneth. Sorry, but sorry, Mark. But having Nia Jax just eliminates you. Sorry. This is hard. I'm going to go with Kenneth on this one. I think putting Drew McIntyre over Reigns would be fantastic.
Okay. Dougie.
All right. I'm actually going with Mark on this one. Okay. Because, again, he's right. You know, we get enough of the men's matches. The women's matches, because he actually picked, like, he picked five really good female superstars and Nia.
Hey, so every match has to have a
spot where Nia goes flying through the chamber or something.
She's got to hit the hole on the chamber at some point.
Yeah.
That's the most over thing in the
world.
I'm going with
Rick Rousey.
What, Mark?
She's unsafe. Let's put it that way. Nia's unsafe.
Yeah, she is.
Nia is unsafe in a ring, and I don't trust her in an elimination chamber. The way she's been, like, injured, nah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, my point goes to Mark on this one.
She could play the role as the chamber. Well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, but I'm chubby, too. I can do that shit.
Yeah.
But, all right, so you're going Mark. Eric's going.
Yeah.
This is obviously really hard. It's up to me here, and I'm not just doing this because he's on the show almost every week. But I really liked all the stuff that he was talking about with the Fiend, and I liked Drew going over Roman at the end. The stuff with the women's chamber was awesome, and I liked the Becky surprise. But I got to give the point to Gwyneth. So our new settle in the ring champion.
All right.
Yeah. Just got marked by a point. Gwyneth, congratulations, Gwyneth.
Thank you.
And Box's commitment to the show have just ended.
No big deal.
Josh is down his fist in the air.
Right. Box will be back.
It was great. It was great. I enjoyed you guys, Josh. That was, it was good.
Box is just like, finally, I don't have to come back.
Oh, yeah, there's 50.
No, I've had a blast doing these every week for the past few weeks.
I mean, we are going to have you come back, obviously, you know, at some point. I mean, you're part of the family.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, thank you. I needed a new family. I'm kidding.
Jesus.
I'm joking. Completely.
Well,
and his wife's coming in the room.
I'm more like a Brock Lesnar because my schedule is always so hectic.
So
that's all right, Clint. Yeah, because you're the retaining champion, so you definitely need to be on the next one. So we'll get with you and we'll schedule something for next week to do this.
All right.
But as far as we're considered, I think we're going to wrap up here. Box, you lost the title, but this was awesome. Thank you again for coming on, sir.
I appreciate it, guys, and I can't think of a better person to lose to. Congratulations over there, Clint. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I enjoy your shows too, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And Mark, thank you much for coming on. Mark, giving us the insight and knowledge as usual. Thanks for coming on, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
No problem.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you guys.
Hey, guys.
See you all next week. Have a good one.
All right.
Thanks again. Later.
Bye. Bye.
Been a struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking with the bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember